Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back. Happy hour time, Script. Time to be happy. We've been happy pretty much all day. This hour on 97.3, The Fan is the happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at GL Pools. And if you love Mediterranean food...
Wait.
I know, I'm looking for the GL Pools thing. There's a lot of different things I got to read here. Pool experts...
Yes.
And, of course, they're trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. They've been doing it a while and doing it well. Baseball, it's been back. And swim season, it's still going strong. Call now. Mention radio. You get a free month of pool service. GL Pools. Appreciate them bringing us. I want to wish my friend Jose out there. He knows who he is. I don't think he listens to the show.
Okay.
But he is... You know, I've been in my fantasy baseball league for like 12 years, this one, and I talk about it and complain about it with you all the time.
Well, it's the weirdest fantasy league I've ever heard of.
It's very involved. Let's just put it that way.
And you don't use American League players. And if you trade for a player and then they're traded to the American League, you just lose the player.
You lose them. Yeah, that can be a frustration. Anyway, Jose and I have been in like 6th, 7th, or 8th place for 12 straight years. I've escaped every now and again to finish 3rd or, you know, make a little run at it. Last year I was close and then fell off at the end. Anyway, with 1 week to go, Jose's on top.
Nice job.
He's never won before. He's 1 point ahead of a guy... Rick, and if you're out there, Rick, sorry, Rick wins every time.
Who cares about Rick winning?
Exactly. We're kind of all rooting for Jose. I hate to say it. But he traded, Jose, with a month to go, traded me Corbin Carroll because he really wanted Kyle Tucker. And he's like kind of begged me. He's like, please, I need Kyle Tucker to try to win the league. And I was like, okay, I'll help you. Well, Corbin Carroll's been great for me. Kyle Tucker's been injured for him.
Yeah.
So I don't know where he'd be if he hadn't made that trade. But he's on top. So Jose, good luck hanging on the final week of our fantasy baseball season.
Let's go, Jose.
Yeah, kind of rooting for him. He's a really nice guy. Just one of those guys, shows up, has fun, you know, contributes to the league, and like me, usually loses. Not this year, though.
Good job.
Yeah, for him. What was I going to say? Oh, the survivor pool, you're out. 51 people are left. So you guys are all doing pretty well out there. But we did lose about 15 people this weekend with the Packers.
Stupid Packers.
Yeah. I told you last week, I said, you can't pick. I said, but you got to be careful about picking on the road. In the NFL, you just never can tell.
If somebody's going to get
ambushed, they're probably going to get ambushed on the road.
I understand.
But there was no way the Packers should have ever lost that game.
No, that's the thing. Is that if they lost it and it was
10-0
convincing.
With 3 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And the Browns couldn't gain a yard. It was like, they're never going to get 10 points. They didn't. They got 13.
I hate the stupid eliminator. Now, at least I made it to 3 weeks.
The one nice
this
thing
year.
About the eliminator is when you're done, then you don't have to worry about
well,
it.
Yeah,
anymore.
But at least I made it to 3 weeks.
And I thought
year.
Adam Klug got a good point last week. We were talking about it with him, our boss. And he goes, "Who are you picking this week?" And I said, "Oh, I'm going to take Buffalo over Miami." And you said something like, "Well, you're not going to save them, huh?" And Adam said, "What's the point of saving a team in the eliminator pool? Nobody ever wins it anyway." And it's kind of true. Like, unless you're in one of those
buy
like circle
in,
ones
buy in, yeah.
where you buy, like, different combinations of teams. You pick 3 or 4 teams 1 week and 2 or 3 another week. To actually pick one team 17 straight weeks is pretty unlikely. It can happen, but it's pretty unlikely.
Well, the person who won last year.
They did it, didn't they?
They did.
In our league.
I mean, it went down to the wire.
And they got all the way.
All the way.
Yeah, we'll see how that holds up.
Yeah.
All right. Lions and Ravens, by the way, kicking off for Monday Night Football in just a little while. The Atlanta Falcons, who were embarrassing yesterday in a 30-0 loss to the Panthers, they fixed the problem, Scrape. Fired wide receiver coach Ike Hilliard.
Oh.
That ought to do it.
This, every time something like this happens, it drives me insane.
Yeah.
It's not anybody
You're
else's
gonna
fault.
You're going to pick the wide receiver coach. Like, okay, Drake London maybe isn't good, but you're going to blame him for everything that ails you?
Michael Penix threw, I think, at least one pick six, maybe two?
Another. He's only thrown one touchdown this year, and that was a swing pass that Bijan Robinson took to the house. Michael Penix has not progressed yet. You know, we talked about C.J. Stroud seems to have regressed some. And the other thing was, let's go back to the Packers for a minute. Matt LaFleur, don't disagree with him here, Scrabe, started getting wind late last week that his players were walking around talking about going undefeated after a 2-0 start.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Apparently.
Maybe get to 10?
Maybe. Apparently, lineman Rashid Walker said, "I think we can go undefeated, honestly," when he was asked after the win over Washington 2 weeks ago. Matt LaFleur said, "If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. All you can do is go 1-0 each week." And he goes, "I started hearing that, and I was like, we're in trouble."
Yeah.
And he was right.
Yeah.
You can't think like that. And I'm not trying to pat the 72 Dolphins on the back. Well, maybe I am. But that they did it. It's really, there's a reason no one's ever done that. And to start thinking about it after 2 weeks is pretty stupid when you think, you get down to it.
2 weeks is crazy.
Yeah. So
that's absolutely insane.
Packers will not be doing that this year.
That is absolutely insane.
A couple more. James Conner's out for the year, running back. Bummer. 49ers, cheaters, injured him. And
they lost also a Nick
Bosa.
Yeah,
they lost Bosa. That's because they cheated. The injury gods got them back for that.
I didn't like that Nick Bosa, when walking off the field, looked up in the stands at someone and did the thumbs down as he's walking off the
field. Why didn't you like that? He was just telling probably his wife or something that it's not looking good.
I know. That's why I didn't like it, because I knew the answer already.
Yeah. One last thing on football. New York Giants coach Brian Daboll is apparently leaving it open.
Again?
For a quarterback. He wouldn't commit to Russell Wilson again as a starter today or
My
whatever.
Goodness.
"We're going to look at the tape," he said, that type of thing. And shouldn't the Giants just cash it all in and start playing Jackson Dart now and see what they have?
This is my bold prediction. Jackson Dart comes in, saves the season, and takes the Giants to the playoffs.
They're 0-3. Obviously, Russell Wilson, who had some moments in the Dallas game, went right back to what he's been last night. It doesn't help that Daniel Jones is 3-0.
I was just about to bring it up.
Yeah. All right.
He looks good.
He's looking really good. All right. Padres, Brewers, clinching night, or so we hope. I wanted you to get the video, if you can, to show it to the people of that Oklahoma cheating play.
But we had something to do in this segment that we didn't do.
In this segment?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So we'll do it next segment.
Yes.
So maybe the Oklahoma cheating play, you'll have to look it up
that'll
yourself.
That'll be at the end of the segment.
You'll have to look it up yourself. First, we'll check traffic, because we're getting set to send it to pregame shortly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If I'm not mistaken, Thursday will be our final roundtable, at least of the regular season.
Are there playoff roundtables?
I don't know. I'll have to ask the roundtable pizza people about that. But we'll have a roundtable this Thursday. That'll be the Padres' off day this week. Most everyone else is taking the off day today. Dodgers are off. Cubs are off. Mets are off. Reds are off. Diamondbacks are off. So everyone's off. Padres and Brewers, though, tonight. Padres win. They clinch a spot in the playoffs. So they got that going for them. Mike Schilt, before the game, talking about why Fernando is not in the lineup tonight, nor is Ramon Laureano. But before he tells you that, Scraby has to tell you this.
Yes, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples is hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 11/1, plus save even more at the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
Do they have Staples?
Yeah. Oh, Adam just texted me. Yes, roundtables go as long as the Padres are alive.
Hey, all right.
Let's go. Let's go for a deep run of roundtables in October.
That's more pizza for us.
That's more pizza for us. You're right.
Yes. All right, so Thursday will be roundtable. Friday, we're going to be Scraby and I following Braden's show.
Yes.
Both shows will be broadcasting live out of Baja Ricks.
Please come down. We have
right next to the Omni.
Good prices.
Adjacent to the stadium.
Yep.
Fernando, Manny signed baseballs, tickets. Not only that, just Baja Ricks is a really fun place to hang out before the game. That's,
you know what,
Friday.
He says in his commercial on the station that gets me every time, and I don't know why people don't use this more as a marketing tool. He said, try our new Baños. Apparently they remodeled the bathrooms, and that's enough to get me in there. Because if I know
you
that
like,
you
huh?
have a clean bathroom, oh. I will frequent your place.
Did not know. All right. I don't know that I'd want to tell everybody because I don't want everybody frequenting my place.
Well, you
got to
buy stuff, but still, at the same time, it's like, all right, I'm going to go to Baja Ricks and have a clean bathroom.
I will say one thing. I appreciate a good, clean public bathroom.
Thank you.
All right. That's more info than you need out there. But here's some info you probably do need.
Yes.
Fernando's not in the lineup tonight on clinching night. Either's Laureano. Here's Mike Schilt on that.
Laureano's a scheduled day. He's been going pretty hard. Toddy is not feeling great. Didn't wake up feeling really good. So we're getting him checked out. So. His is more, you know, from a reason, and Laureano's more from just he's ridden pretty hard and he's ready to go, ready to get a day off his feet.
I guess
somebody make some chicken soup and send it to Fernando, please.
I know.
We need him back quickly. Whatever it is, whatever your penicillin recipe is, get it to Fernando.
Get it to Fernando.
Send
please.
It down to the locker room.
Please.
Rise will be leading off tonight. Machado, Merrill. And then Sheets, O'Hearn, and Cronenworth. Bryce Johnson starts tonight. Iglesias, Diaz catches Pivetta. Good to see Ryan O'Hearn. Seven hits and the huge three-run double, really, to win the game Saturday. A lengthy slump that he talked about on our show Friday. So I'm glad
to listen to that interview, because you can hear in his voice that he's like, I'm ready. I'm ready to break out of this.
We didn't bring up the slump. He did twice.
And I like that.
And then he went about ending it. Yelich leads off from Milwaukee. By the way, Yelich has found the fountain of youth here. I don't know that he was that old. But remember, he was an MVP.
Yeah.
Was it 5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
He's having that kind of a season this year, even though Otani will end up winning.
So, I know why he's had a renaissance, or at least have a feeling on why, because he was my fantasy player this year, so I found a little lightning in a bottle. But he got back surgery in the offseason, and his back has been bothering him, and some are crediting the back surgery with why he's had a renaissance.
All right. Jackson Churio's on this Milwaukee club. Bryce Terang, who last year was like a stolen base guy, is now hitting nothing but home runs. And he bats third.
Hasn't he stole a bunch of bases, too?
Yes, but he's also become a home run threat somehow.
So now he's a power stealer.
Another guy that's really... Two other guys that have really come out of nowhere from Milwaukee. Andrew Vaughn, who bats sixth. He was acquired from the White Sox, who just were happy to give him away.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't stop hitting home runs. And the other guy's Isaac Collins, who's become like a great player after the Rockies figured they didn't need him either. Anyway, Brew Crew, Padres, Peralta, Pivetta should be good tonight. Here's an update on Xander, who's not in there tonight, but is getting closer, says Mike Schilt.
Yeah, before you guys maybe saw batting practice, he went through quite a workout and got him on the bases and really stretched him out, you know, home to first to third, second to home, and then took him through a nice ground ball routine that, you know, forced him to go to all different angles, backhand, slow roller, forehand, double plays, feeds and pivots, and he really looked good. He looked really good. Then he took some swings off the machine in BP and just got through sitting down with him and feels good. And unless something, you know, unfortunate happens, we would expect him to be in there tomorrow. But we just have to see how he recovers from today, which is a pretty extensive workout, but he looked fantastic.
All right, there we go. Mike Schilt with the latest for you.
Love it.
And Sammy will have more of that stuff coming up pregame show in about 10 minutes.
If you want to go see more video, we have Ryan O'Hearn. We have Manny Machado on Twitter at 97.3TheFanSD.
All right. Back one time, real quick, to that Oklahoma football game. And it's not because I'm talking Oklahoma football. It's because I'm talking about, where does the line draw in your mind between doing everything you can to get an edge and just flat out cheating and basically, you know, I think unsporting at the very least what Oklahoma did. I know it sounds nice, right? But I just think deceiving the other team, doing something, you know, to me, that I just don't care for it. To me, it's playing golf with somebody who's, you know, for whatever reason, moving their ball into a better lie.
Yeah.
Like, if you really need to do that, fine. I'm not going to call you out on it. But if we're going to play for money or whatever, do it right. You know what I mean?
I do.
There's people like that. They're so competitive, they have to, you know, either push the envelope or cheat. And I just thought what Oklahoma did the other day was not right. In fact, I thought it was wrong. And the SEC officials admit they missed the call. But if you didn't see it, Scravia put the video on for the YouTube. For the rest of you, the Oklahoma receiver walked off the field, only he didn't leave the field. He stopped before he got to the sideline, like 1 foot from the sideline. And then they snapped the ball, and he ran down the field, and they threw him a touchdown because no one was guarding him. They all thought he had left the game. People who saw the game, who covered the game, the former officials who were assigned to the game said that's deceiving the other team. That is a 15-yard penalty. The Oklahoma people said, oh, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I just thought we were going up tempo. I think that they should be a little embarrassed for doing or trying this. And that's where I want to bring you in and ask you, Scrabe, or anybody out there. We all want to get an edge. But when does doing something like this cross over to the line of banging trash cans?
See, the problem with this is I have seen plays, and we talked about this in the Big Five, but I have seen plays where a person will go over to the sideline and they will pretend like they're talking to the coach, and then all of a sudden, boom, the ball snapped, and then they go down the field. So that's why I don't understand why this is different.
I don't know exactly why either, but I know if you go off the field and you come on, you have to run at least out to the numbers before you can line up.
See, that's new news.
Right? You can't just come out on the field and line up right next to the sideline. And the whole point here is deceiving the other team. And if you watch this video, which I'm sure you have now, Scrabe, look at the guy at the bottom of your screen. It's pretty clear that he looks like he's walking off the field.
It does look like he's walking off the field.
And then he stops, and then they snap the ball. And they got the touchdown, and they end up winning by 7. There was also a fumble 6 that was overturned in this game by the officials. I don't know if Auburn had a claim on that one also, but that was not, at least in the realm in my mind, in the envelope toward flat-out cheating. I've always felt if you got to win that bad, and I know it's big business and I shouldn't say that, but if you got to win that bad, I'm like, go ahead, you win. Like, I don't even want to play and compete against you. I don't care for that. If I'm playing tennis and we're calling our own lines, then call it right. If you're going to call every shot I hit out, fine. But why am I even playing then? You know, be legit.
It's like, okay, so I remember playing pickup basketball years ago, and you're supposed to call your own fouls.
Yes.
But there's always one person who calls every foul.
Yeah.
And then there's always one person who has to argue a foul being called.
Right.
I can understand why you're thinking, because the guy does look like he's walking off the field. I also kind of think Auburn needs to pay attention, because they're clearly, I counted, there was 10 guys. So there's got to be a coach on the sideline being like, that guy's in play.
I don't know.
Because the corner of Auburn had no idea he was out there.
No.
Didn't even want to cover.
Nobody knew he was out there. When they first showed the play on live TV, I was like, wow, what a busted coverage that was.
Yeah.
There's no one guarding this guy. And then they showed the replay, and that's when it became apparent what happened. I wouldn't be so adamant about this if the SEC didn't come out and say, we blew the call.
See, that's where...
So that, that
we have to take our cue from.
Right. You have to take your cue from the fact that they say that it should have been called a, an unsportsmanlike penalty. So I just don't like the fact that Oklahoma even did it in the first place. That bothers me. I wish we could get to a point of, just both teams give it your best shot, but keep it within what you're supposed to do. I don't care for that kind of thing there.
Okay, let me try and put it into baseball.
Okay.
Do you think the hidden ball trick is lame?
Yeah, that's...
Because the Padres have tried that this year.
Now, you know what? That one, it's not illegal to do, right?
No.
So that's the difference. So I do think it's...
I can buy that.
I think it's a little unsporting, yes, but it's within the rules. If time is in, you can... cheat like that, or you're not cheat, but if time is in, you can fake like you don't have the ball. In a football game, you can't fake like you're walking off the field and do what that guy did and get away with it if they call it right. That's the difference, but I think you're close there.
Let's go to basketball. What's the rule on basketball? Can someone just stand near the sideline and not run up and down the court and just get fed
a
pass?
But I don't think you have to run back and play defense. You can just stand there at the other end of the court and wait for them to cherry pick and throw the
ball
down.
That's what I was
going to
say. Isn't there like a cherry picking rule, or is that just pickup?
There's no rules. There's no rule even in pickup.
Oh, well.
If somebody does it, everybody just goes, Scraby, get down here, you cherry picker.
Exactly.
That's all that happens there. All right.
Last thing.
Okay.
Back to college football.
Yeah.
Dan Lanning and his thing last year where they faked an injury to get the clock to move, and then they ended up winning the game.
Don't care for it. Even though that was within the rules, I don't even care for that.
Fair.
And they had to change the rule.
As long as you're consistent. And they did change the rule, which tells me that it was a little bit weird.
I mean, don't you think Dan Lanning wants to win maybe too much, if there is such a thing? Like, to the point where he would run over his mother with a truck to get the victory.
He does seem like that guy.
So that's not my kind of guy.
He does seem like that guy for sure. But he is very good at coaching.
He's successful. We'll see. You know, if Auburn ever, I'll tell you one thing. If I ever got up 4 touchdowns on Oregon, I'd be looking to make it 5.
Oh, I'd be looking to make it 7.
Yeah, right.
I would be pulling out all the stops for that guy.
All right, Sam.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying, according to the
yes,
chat.
Yes, I know, and that's an old saying.
It is.
But there comes a point where you're, again, then you're okay with the Astros. And I know you're not.
I'm not, even
whoever wrote that probably isn't okay with the Astros.
No, because that was going so far beyond things. You're creating a buzzer.
I thought this Oklahoma thing went too far.
And then you got Jose Altuve coming home, and
don't
he's just
take
like,
my shirt off.
Take my shirt off.
Thank you, Jose. Scraby, good job.
Thanks.
You and I are going down. We'll be in the celebration tonight, bring you some coverage on the show tomorrow if there is a celebration.
Let's hope it happens.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll be there for that and catch up to you too tomorrow for Tony Scraby, Chris here, and Sammy Levitt next from Petco.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.